Here with us tonight is our entertainment correspondent. She's new to Hollywood, but getting older to it. But she is an old hand at entertaining. She works as a prostitute here in town. Welcome, Svetlana
Mark, you're illiterate. Maybe one day.
I can't even read it, and I have it written down. How sad is that?
17 consonants will do it to you.
How are you?
I'm a little pissy.
Oh.
I've not been that festive lately.
Good. Always good for radio.
Apparently. But it's been a very quiet week for me, Mark. Uh-huh. You know, apparently the stress of what's going on in North Korea and Iraq, a lot of clients have been calling with outbreaks of herpes.
What? Oh, really?
Yes, I had 14 cancellations last week, and that was only on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And when Condi called to cancel, it put me over the edge.
Whoa, back up. Condi's a client?
She's not more a client. She's my tea partner.
A tea partner with herpes now?
No, she didn't have herpes.
Okay,
was just having issues. I won't. Pardon me. I'm getting too excited. Okay. I talk about Condi. She does something special in my heart.
Okay.
I go to her place once a month.
Uh-huh.
We drink chamomile, and she plays piano for me. It's like a little jam session. It's very fun.
Is there outfits involved or anything?
I have outfits, and she has devices and different, you know, fun stuff. But she is amazing. She plays piano from Rachmaninoff to Billie Holiday to Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
She's fantastic with Keith Urban.
Did you ever... He's the guy who's going to marry Nicole
Kidman. He's homosexual. I don't know what Nicole is doing, but maybe this is a pattern. Or to look at him, he has highlights. Anybody with highlights is homosexual.
Really?
Well, maybe not in Venice Beach, but...
There's a lot of homosexuals around here that need to be told that they're homosexual.
Well, get a buzz cut, do something.
Uh-huh.
But a beautiful voice, Condi. If only she could talk the way she sings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she makes these speeches, I tell her, you sound like a mouse on crack.
But you put
her near a karaoke machine, she's an angel.
Really? You guys do karaoke?
We do everything. She likes the oriental spots.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's good. She's good. She, you know, she dresses up. She calls herself Shaniqua. She does like a little fun thing for herself.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But, you know, I taught her to walk in heels.
You taught her that?
Yes, I did. I told her, Condi, you look like you've pulled up your rectum. She left so hard. We have such a good time.
Well, that's nice.
It's really nice.
So now you're from Russia, and I imagine like everywhere else other than America on this planet, soccer is very popular.
Yes.
Do you like soccer?
I love soccer.
Are you watching the World Cup?
I'm not. I'm a little boycott.
Yeah?
Boycotting because this is the first year. Usually, Mark, entire teams hire me. I give them group rate. You know, I am personally responsible for Brazil's victory in 2002.
That was
personally
you,
responsible. Yes. Goal. You know what I'm saying?
Did they come up with that with you?
Well, you know, when you give pleasure, the things that come out of men's mouths, it's unbelievable. But I was not invited this year. And you know why? The market is flooded because prostitution is legal in Germany. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
The Germans, they are civilized people. Well, besides a little mishap of slaughtering 11 million Jews, gays, and gypsies.
Besides that,
they are very civilized people. And they have good pastries.
They do?
Light and flaky.
Really?
Really nice.
I don't think I've had... Have I had German pastries? Strudel. Right, they have the...
Jewish. I forgot.
Easy.
Right. No, hey, I had Jews. Good tippers. The point is, Mark, thousands of young girls from Ukraine, Poland, Hungary, they arrive en masse to supply services, and who is left high and dry?
You.
Me.
Oh,
me.
I'm sorry.
It's very sad. And I killed it. Here in America, my political clients, they appreciate smart, well-read, savvy, cosmopolitan women like myself.
Sure.
Where they can have orgasm and discuss public policy in same 10-minute cycle.
Oh, that's something.
Yeah, it's efficient. But these World Cup fans, you know, let's be honest, they're fat, drunk idiots, barely get an erection, let alone discuss the ramifications of the United States conquering the last untainted sport in the universe, not dominated by the United States.
Uh-huh.
Not that that's going to happen. But really, Mark, why is America suddenly discovering soccer?
I don't know. Are they? Because I'm not.
You live in a bubble here.
Do
with
I?
Your little preppy polo shirts.
What is the new thing I'm doing? Am I too old for this?
You're a liberal. You can do whatever you want.
but I don't think soccer is catching on. I see still, when I lived in Astoria in Queens, you would hear literally all through the year pockets of... people's, shouting, crowds in different bars but it's all international community.
It's all international. But now suddenly, look at us. We have good team. We have Mia Hemme, Mia Burke.
Do we have a good team?
I think we have okay team.
Okay, all right.
Well, I don't say we. I like to be American when it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
When World Cup, I don't like to be American. But, you know, what I say, Mark, let the Europeans have their sport. Let Africans have. Let Latin American. Why can't America stick to steroids in NFL?
Mm-hmm.
You understand.
Know what
I mean? Can you imagine if they win? The last thing Europe needs is a bunch of stupid sorority girls in fleece and Birkenstocks cheering through streets of Stuttgart.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
I have nightmares of these girls from my days on the college campus circuit.
You were on the college campus circuit.
Oh, for months. It's a good, it's good, man. These rich kids from these prep schools, Choate, Exeter, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
These, a lot of Jewish kids, a lot of Jewish kids. And they go, Russian hooker, how exciting, they're becoming men, please, please.
So you helped them along, you ushered them through their rites.
Virgins, I was bored to tears. I mean, these guys have no coordination anyway, but
I was going to go to a prostitute as a virgin, but I was frightened.
You were.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't seem the way to go into it.
Well,
I'd rather.
Sorry, you didn't call me, Mark.
I would have. Had I known you then, I certainly would have.
It would have been fantastic.
It still probably can
you know
be.
I like what you're talking about, Mark. But I have to say, you know what? I won't talk anymore about soccer because okay. I don't want to make any enemies. You know, for all I know, there are these sweet American children with cancer who are soccer fans and I've destroyed their will to live or something.
Right. Well, I don't know if they're going to be listening to our show. Are we still doing movies? Is that part of
yes,
this anymore?
Yes, we're doing movies. Right. Yes, of course. Right. I saw, what piece of crap did I see? Oh, Nacho Libre.
It's bad.
Well, you know, Mark, look. Uh-huh. I had seen Napoleon Dynamite, and yeah. I thought it was idiotic. Now, I know everyone is a fan of this movie, but it tried so hard to be culty.
It's quirky, I think, is the word. Quirky.
I could literally see them writing the script and designing the action figures at the same time.
Yeah,
do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
No,
I mean?
Yeah, like there's a whole geek sort of campy
but
kitsch.
But tried really hard. Maybe it's because I was not raised in this country that I do not get kicked out of ugly putts dancing on stage or large black woman named LaShonda. I mean, who cares?
She's the competition, I'm assuming.
Well, nice try. You know, maybe with the badunkadunk. But besides that, there's really nothing going on there. But
okay.
We didn't have prom or talent contests in my high school. Uh-huh. We were too busy harvesting, you know, potatoes and avoiding gonorrhea.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We don't have talent contests with Napoleon doing some sort of weird moonwalk. But, you know, nevertheless, I did have high hopes for this film because the promo looked entertaining. And Jack Black is a fun, chubby guy.
He's funny. He's the new funny, chubby guy.
He's the new guy. And only, if only he were client.
Yeah,
I
really?
Yeah, I like
sure,
it.
I
like
it.
When there's tires.
Uh-huh.
I like love handles.
Yeah,
I like jiggle
really?
Jiggle. Yes, it's fun. It makes it more movement, like waterbed.
Yeah, yeah. My wife likes it too, and I'm a fan of the thin in me. In women, I don't mind
a little.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say.
You're very
I'm voluptuous.
I like Zoftik, I think is the word.
Zoftik. Oh, you say the Nazi. That's nice. But this Mormon director, Jared Hess, you know, him and his wife are Mormons.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not racist, but please.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he manages to drag the movie out. Every shot is so self-indulgent. Like, look how weird my characters are. Look how weird my shots are. Here's funny chubby Jack Black running next to skinny Mexican guy. Hector Jimenez with a big smile. Do you know who he is? I have to say, though, he was fantastic.
Was he?
He's a client.
He's not the guy that was in Napoleon Dynamite, is
no,
he?
No,
different guy.
No.
Hector Jimenez.
He's a client. I met him in Mexico City in 1996. He was my first Latino.
Is there a difference?
Oh, that was when I started enjoying missionary position.
Oh, really?
Only Latinos can pull it off.
Really?
Everyone else, you are going to kill yourself from boredom. But the Latinos, and there's also a small tribe in Togo. They are good movers also, I have to say.
Togo?
Yeah, Adela tribe.
I don't even know where that is.
It's near, I think it's near Namibia. I don't know. I did Africa for a short time because malaria, and I had a heart problem, and, you know, the Doctors Without Borders, they were giving me problems. They were lecturing me on prophylactics. I said, please.
Yeah.
I mean, look, come on. These people have no food. They're going to worry about condoms.
Right, come on now. Sure.
But the only redeeming factor here was a Jack Black who made me laugh every time he lifted his left eyebrow, which
really?
Is about 63 times in the course of
he's
the film.
He's doing the eyebrow thing? Belushi used to do an eyebrow thing.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Client.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes.
You probably did Belushi for free, because he's funny, right?
Well, it wasn't that funny.
Yeah,
you
right,
know,
okay,
when they get sexual, it gets a little crazy. Okay. But, you know, to the director and his wife, I say Jared, and you know his wife's name? Jerusha.
Jerusha?
What is that?
I don't. It's not. Is that Mormon, or is
it's apparently. It's like Jerusalem, but with a Mormon twist.
Huh.
I don't know what's going
Jerusha.
On there. I'd kill myself with a name like that.
Yeah.
I tell them, Jared, Jerusha, go back to Salt Lake City, make movies about the big miracle of Mormonism, i.e., this is the first time I'm incorporating i.e. On the radio.
Sure, IE
what does
works.
It stand for?
It means... what does it stand for, Jim?
Something Latin, no?
For example, I think.
Oh, there you go, for
but
example.
But that's F-E.
For example.
F-E?
Oh, we're going to have to get to the bottom of this and get back to you.
It sounds intelligent.
Yes.
I.E., how people with no sexuality manage to have 14 wives.
Right, right.
This is the secret of Mormonism.
Yeah, it's also the secret of, I think there's a pimp element to it, isn't there?
Oh, you know, hold on. I just got a text message. Hold on here. I'm loving this text message. Oh, it's from Dan Razor. Hold on.
He's sad, I'm sure.
Feeling blue, in need of butt rub, Danny. You know, I have to go. This poor guy, after so many years to be kicked in the testicles by CBS, it's
awful.
A disgrace.
It's just awful.
One flub and they never let you forget.
Oh, it's just awful. Will you take care of Dan Rather, because we like him
here.
Oh,
don't worry. I'll make him feel happy, happy.
Thanks for joining us, Svetlana. And
thank you. You know, I give. Just call me Smith. Svetlana Smith.
I give up. I'm going to learn the name. It's always a pleasure to see you.
You too, Mark.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
We will be back momentarily.